Well, hello there and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to National Night Out. The word of the day is hot. It is, we're in the shade, and it's about 140 degrees right now as we are sweating. But the good news is, such a great event. I'm joined, as always, by my man, the producer, the one and only Gavin. He's here. He's going to be running the board for you. We're going to try to get guests in and out. We might talk to a couple of junior ambassadors. We might talk to a couple of chamber members. I think Lisa Kriegel's walking around. It should be a good night. There's so much planned. I'm going to tell you what's going on a little bit later on. But we do have a guest that's going to be joining us, and we'll go ahead and let him introduce himself. So welcome to Chamber Chat. Go ahead and tell us who you are and what you do.
Thank you. My name's Matt Davis, and I work with Crime Stoppers of Metro Alabama.
Okay. All right. So as a kid, I remember watching Fox 6, and every Wednesday night, they would have the Crime Stoppers, and there would be a reward,
Yes.
and they would show the picture, and then show like a little, I don't want to say cartoon version, but a version of what happened and everything.
Yeah.
So is that still kind of what happens with Crime Stoppers? Tell us more about Crime Stoppers.
No, we've evolved over the years. I think, like everybody, social media is our biggest presence now. That's how we reach the most people.
Okay.
But we're still a nonprofit. We're not affiliated with law enforcement. We still keep our tipsters anonymous,
okay.
100%.
Okay.
And we still pay cash rewards for tips that lead to arrest.
Okay, so I guess let me ask you this question. You're not with law enforcement. Are y'all able to make the arrest, or do you get the information to the proper authorities that make the arrest?
We give the law enforcement. When we receive the information, we determine what would be the appropriate agency. We
okay.
forward it to them, and they would take action on it.
How it seems in today's world, people don't want to tell a lie, or don't want
right.
to. The word that is used a lot, I see this with kids at work, I don't want to snitch.
Right.
So is that make it difficult? Is that changing, or is that still a problem?
It's still a problem. It's one of the biggest challenges we face, and it's really the reason that Crime Stoppers exist. People, typically, the people that have the information that law enforcement needs don't come forward for one of two reasons, either fear of reparation or just apathy. They don't want to get involved. So the way we try to address the fear is by guaranteeing them that they'll be anonymous. And the way we try to address the apathy is by offering the cash reward to motivate them to get involved.
Okay. That makes total sense. When you have somebody that you know that has done something and y'all know about and you put it out there, how long does it usually take to catch somebody? Does it just differentiate between the person?
Yeah, it really depends on the situation. So, for example, if somebody is a wanted fugitive and a tipster calls in and provides us information about the location of someone, we would pass that along to law enforcement, and they may go immediately out to pick them up. On the other hand, a tip related to a more in-depth investigation like financial crimes or homicide or robbery, you know, those tips may come in and may not actually come to fruition for a month or two. It just depends on the investigation.
This seems like such a rewarding career because you have the opportunity. I'm sure there's some families out there that have lost somebody in that situation, and you know, they're looking for closure. They're looking to, you know, close this chapter in their life and move on, and y'all get to be a part of that. That has to be rewarding.
Absolutely. It's the most rewarding part of the job. And we will bring victims' family members in and get victim impact statements from them that we can put out along with our message on social media. And we do that to try to help people understand that there are real people that are really, really hurt by these crimes. And you know, as long as somebody's out there on the street committing violent acts, there's going to be more and more of them.
Oh, absolutely. How long have you been involved with Crime Stoppers?
I've been with Crime Stoppers for a little over 5 years now.
Okay. Were you in some type of law enforcement or that type of field beforehand, or did you start Crime Stoppers? Was that your first kind of that jump into that field?
Yeah, I retired from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. I spent 30 years there.
All right.
When I retired, Crime Stoppers was a way for me to stay engaged with the community, to continue the things that I'm passionate about,
yeah,
without necessarily being out there on the streets carrying a badge and gun anymore.
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you miss about being a sheriff?
The camaraderie.
Okay.
You know, the sheriff's office has always had a family feel to it.
Yes.
We've always been very close to everybody that we work with. That's what I miss the most. as far as being out on the streets enforcing the laws, I'm a bit old for that now. That is certainly a young man's game.
Definitely past that time, but you're definitely making a difference, and I think the work that y'all do is admirable, and hopefully it continues, and y'all are successful in it.
Thank you. Thank you very
much.
So
before I let you go, what are you doing here tonight at National Night Out?
Well, we're representing Crime Stoppers.
Okay.
Trying to provide information to the community. A lot of people are not sure that Crime Stoppers actually keeps you anonymous. A lot of people mistakenly believe that Crime Stoppers is an arm of the police department.
Okay.
And they also sometimes doubt about whether or not cash rewards are actually paid. So we come out to these events so that we can engage with the public and talk to them and explain the program and how it works. And we're hoping that word will spread by word of mouth, one neighbor telling another.
Yeah.
And we can get the message out that we're here to help.
Well, I think it's a great idea. And letting people know, like you said, I think anonymous is important. People don't want to get caught up in it. And then number two, they get paid. Yeah. And that's a great thing. And they're helping solve a crime.
Absolutely. And to the anonymous part, we never collect the information. So we do not have a caller ID when someone calls in. And when someone sends a tip in over the web or the mobile app, we don't have the IP address. It's all washed through a server, which is actually located outside the country. So we cannot provide what we do not have.
There you go.
And we never know who the tipsters are, so there's no fear about us disclosing it.
Well, listen, that's tremendous. Thank you for all you do, and thank you for coming out this evening and being a part of National Night Out.
Thank you.
All right, great. We hope to get more people here. We're going to hope to get more guests. Debbie will be doing that, getting us guests as we speak. What is National Night Out, though? This is what's important. Let's go ahead and explain that, because Gavin, you were asking me for the past several weeks, what is National Night Out? And I told you that I would tell you. So here's what it is. It's a family-oriented evening and community-building campaign that promotes strong police community, partnerships, and camaraderie to make our neighborhoods safer. More caring places to live and work while bringing back a true sense of community. Furthermore, it provides a great opportunity to bring police and neighbors together under positive circumstances. This is a night for our nation to stand together and promote awareness, safety, and neighborhood unity. And Gavin, now you know.
Now I know.
Now you know. You've been asking. I've been telling you. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Great. It's great. Thank you so much for joining Chamber Chat. Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
I'm Stephen Talley. I'm an investigator with the District Attorney's Office on the Bessemer Division.
Okay. Okay, so Stephen Talley, what do you investigate? So I'm interested to see what you investigate.
Well, we help the prosecutors with the district attorney's office find witnesses and sometimes victims that are getting ready for their case to go to trial.
Okay.
And we just follow up on that and help look into old cases, cold case homicides, sex crimes.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
We had our guest just a few moments ago was on Crime Stoppers.
Great.
And that was a great conversation talking about, and kind of they're trying to get people to come out and if you know something, let us know. So when you're investigating, talking to these people, and you think they know something, how hard is it to get that information out of them?
It depends. It depends on the situation. Depends on, what they know and what kind of case it is.
Okay.
But a lot of times with the job that I do, I'm not really searching for more information except for where people are.
Okay.
But if I'm looking at a cold case homicide or cold case sex crime or anything like that, then we have to revert back to our investigative knowledge and all of them,
Listen, it's great to have you over because your job is fascinating in that you're really helping people solve these crimes and really kind of get that closure that they need, right? How many cases do you think, just a percentage, you can ballpark it, a percentage of cases that, let's just say murder that never get solved, what would you think, that are completely cold case that might be 20 years from now? Is it 20%? You think that's fair? That never gets solved? Is it more?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Let's say 30%.
I would. I go off of personal experience.
Sure. Absolutely. For you. I mean, the percentage.
Because
I was
a detective with Bessemer for 9 years.
You saw a lot of things, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. God bless you.
No, thank you. And I had 9 homicides that I worked as a lead detective.
Okay.
And out of that 9, there are 3 that are still open. They're unsolved.
So, okay, well, that's not a bad percentage.
Not bad. No, not bad at all.
And so that percentage that don't get solved, do they ever? Is there a chance? And listen, if it's 10 years, is there like a, okay, it's been 10 years, it's probably not going to happen. It's been 12 years, it's probably not going to happen. Does that matter, or is it just depend?
It depends. It depends on the situation. Like, out of the three unsolved that I had, one of them, I know who did it, just keep proving it. And yeah. That's some of the problem.
That is an issue, yeah.
It's a big issue is having the, we can know a lot of things.
Sure.
But it's what we can prove.
That's always the case, right?
What we can take
yeah.
and put in front of a jury to get a conviction.
Sure.
So, and the other two, they're just whodunits kind of thing. We don't know. It's random acts of violence. We have no, and this is back before everybody had video cameras.
Sure, sure. And, you know, again, and you can go back to, you know, big cities mafia stuff that happens, yeah. and you just never know. Yep. I mean, those things go, you might even find the person.
Yep.
I mean, so is that the toughest part of your job, not being able to close the deal and find out what happened? Do you think that is, or what is the toughest part of your job?
I would say that would probably be the toughest.
Okay.
Knowing that that's still out there and you want to give people closure
yeah.
and get justice for the victim and closure for the family.
Exactly. We were kind of talking about with our guest a few minutes ago with Crime Stoppers. He's trying to find that person. You know, that tip might lead to, if nothing else, find out what happened.
Exactly.
Because losing a loved one and just never knowing for sure, that's got to be really tough to deal with.
It is.
And I'm sure you see that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. So, Stephen, what are y'all doing tonight at National Night Out?
We are actually with Crime Stoppers.
Because, okay, great. We got to, yeah.
D.A. Washington, she is on the committee. She's part of Crime Stoppers. It's one of her big things. And what we're doing is we're teaming up with them, and we're passing out information, and we're actually raffling off a laptop.
That's what so she's going to be, D.A. Lenise Washington is going to be giving away a laptop to a student tonight.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
That is awesome.
If you're a student, you come by, you get a ticket, and at the end of the night, we draw the number out, the ticket out, and you can win a laptop.
Now, unfortunately, Gavin, you are now a high school graduate.
College student.
But we're going to go younger tonight, so sorry, it's not going to happen for you, Gavin, as a part of the archive. But hey, maybe next time, maybe next year. What do you think?
Maybe.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for coming out tonight and being a part of this great event. And thank you for what you do for your community.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all y'all do.
Oh, greatly appreciate it. Have a great night. I'm sure I'll see you later on.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe get you a water because we're going to need it tonight.
We got water.
Okay. There you go. I'm coming to talk to you soon then.
Good deal. Thank you.
Once again, Stephen Talley, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, we are coming to you from National Night Out, and we'll have some guests hopefully join us as we go through the evening time. I will tell you, Gavin, it's going to be a hot one. There is we're in the shade. We're in the shade, and it's not going well.
No.
And we got somebody else coming. Great. We'll get them in a second. I want to go tell you a couple things have been going on. First of all, National Night tonight, this is my talking points. We got Hueytown policemen and women are going to be here. We got Hueytown Fire and Rescue. You can have a seat right there. Absolutely. Thank you. And Touch a Truck with Public Works. I know you're excited about the dump truck and the bucket truck, Gavin.
Yes, very.
So we're going to get that all on there as well. We got a lot of things going on tonight. We got new guests for us. Robin Smith. Robin, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
You saw me. I saw your name tag. You thought, does he know me? Does he know me yet? Robin, go ahead and tell us what you do.
I am the practice manager for Pediatrics West, which is a children's practice that recently opened here in Hueytown, and we also have another location in McCalla-Bessemer area over by McAdory School.
And the location in Hueytown is fairly new.
Yes, it is brand new. We've been there maybe 2 months, and it's going great. We're getting a lot of new patients. We're convenient for a lot of our current patients, so it's going really well.
How long have you been in this field?
I have been in the medical field for over 30 years.
Wow, 30 years. Well, that's, you know what? You're just seasoned.
I'm very seasoned.
Seasoned. Not old. Come on, don't say that.
Yes.
30 years. Wow, that's impressive.
Yes.
What got you started in that?
Actually, my family owned Hank's Ambulance, the ambulance service.
Okay, great.
And so I grew up in the medical field.
Gotcha.
From there, went into working for doctors.
My dad used to run Brown Service Funeral Home.
Oh, really?
In Bessemer.
Who?
Kenny Gilmore.
I know him.
And yes,
I've been in and out of there many a times in my childhood.
So as a kid, I remember seeing Hank's ambulance, not for the best reasons, obviously, but
Sure. Seeing
Hank's. So I remember that very well growing up in Bessemer as a young child.
Absolutely.
So that's crazy how these things just kind of, we connect, right?
Uh-huh. Browns, Hank's, Bessemer, a lot of that is a big part of my childhood.
Well, it's great to have you. And so tell me kind of how the idea and how we got started. Walk me through how Humingtown was lucky enough to get this great facility.
Well, I cannot take the credit for that.
We're going to give you credit for it. You
know, that came from my boss and my boss's boss, and I'm sure a lot of data went into it at Children's
Sure.
to come up with, you know, where can we better serve the population? And Humingtown won out.
Okay.
I mean, the population is growing so much, and y'all have so many children in the area that we can serve. So
they were right behind.
I'm sure that
school
went into it. Yes.
Right, and then there's another huge school road.
There's out 15th Street Road, the big high school.
Big high school. Sure.
You know, we serve kids all the way up to 19, 20 years old. So.
Okay, so you can be 20 and come. Okay.
Well, great. We usually try to phase them out at 19, 20,
yeah.
and get them to an adult doctor. But,
sure.
You know.
But if they're comfortable coming.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Absolutely.
And how has the community been as far as support with you?
Oh, they have been so very supportive. The Chamber of Commerce has been great in communicating and getting us involved in the, you know, community events and being very supportive. We had a big ribbon cutting at our office that
I saw that
was
on social media.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a big turnout for that, and that was great. I mean, it's a very supportive community.
And let me speak on behalf, being a Chamber of Commerce Board of Director. You can see that all the events that we do, this is just touching. We've got so many events coming up.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
And it's a great opportunity for y'all to get out and really meet the community that way.
Yeah, and we want to do that. We want to be part of the community. We want our physicians to be your children's physicians.
Sure.
And, you know, be right there for them.
That makes sense.
You know, we see patients same day if they're sick, you know, get well childs in very quickly. You know, get them taken care of before they start to school, keep up with their vaccinations, you know, and of course, we send them to Children's if needed, but, you know.
What are some of the biggest challenges that the medical field, as far as kids and you're dealing with now, you think?
I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of social challenges, I think, and a lot of the, me personally, I can't speak for Children's, but the screen times and the, you know, the different types of behavior disorders
sure.
and things that physicians have to deal with, it's a big deal these days.
I'm sure.
It is a big deal.
Well, listen, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
This is
very
awesome.
Nice to meet
very
you.
Nice
thank
to
you
meet
for
you.
Having me.
No, it's been great. I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank what y'all are doing. Welcome to the community.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've been told that already.
Yes.
And I'm sure, hey, listen, we would love to get maybe a couple of the people that work there on one of our podcasts one day.
Absolutely.
And talk more about the facility and what goes on there.
A couple of doctors that we have, I'm sure that I could talk them into that.
I'm sure doctors like to talk. We'll talk about them. Talk about the great jobs they do. We'd love to have them on.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin. But once again, we're going to continue to have guests as we go through. And you were asking once again, Gavin, what is National Night Out?
I was just thinking that.
What is National Night Out? And I want to say, too, if you're listening, Jasmine Morning, to this podcast, we hope you're feeling better. Hope you're doing better.
Yeah.
But you owe me detergent. I'm not going to go into the story. I'm not going to say how much it is. But you know who you are, Jasmine. So hopefully we'll get her. And when I see her, she'll have a big, huge bottle of Gain for me. Is that a chance of that? What if she's already used it?
That would not be possible, I don't think. Unless they didn't get their own.
So, Gavin, what is National Night Out 2024? It's a family-oriented evening and community-building campaign that promotes strong police-community partnerships and camaraderie to make our neighborhoods safer. More caring places to live and work while bringing back a true sense of community. Furthermore, it provides a great opportunity to bring police and neighbors together under positive circumstances. This is a night for our nation to stand together and promote awareness, safety, and neighborhood unity. So, like I said, we'll be hopefully getting another guest or two in before we call it a day. Is this your first National Night Out?
This is my first Humingtown National Night Out. I've been to the Sylvan Springs one a couple of times, but So far, it's looking, you know, about the same. This one's, of course, bigger, but,
okay.
You know.
All right. Okay. So I think we got some junior ambassadors about to come join us. We're going to start with this young man. And you were asking me the question a while ago. How do I do this? Is that what you asked me?
Yes.
Go ahead and ask me. Go ahead and let everybody know the question you asked me. Go ahead.
I had asked him why he do this. Like, he speak vocal. Like, he speak on the podcast, like, regularly, like it's easy.
You don't think it would be easy for you?
I would, like, if I just go with the flow of things.
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool. Well, let's let everybody know your name.
My name is Kennedy Jones.
Okay. Now, Kennedy, are you're a Hueytown student?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you looking to get into TV, radio, any of that? You said Kennedy Jones, right?
Kendrick Jones.
Yeah.
And you're radio, I wouldn't say I would not look like to get into it.
Yeah.
I looked at, like, being on, like, the weather station.
Oh, you'll be a meteorologist?
Not meteorologist, but, like, tell, like, the events that's going on.
Okay, so you're like, it's 88 degrees tonight, yeah, in Hueytown. We got National Night Out. Come out and say hey.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do that? Okay, great, great, good, good deal. So, are you a junior ambassador?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so first year?
Second
year. Okay, great. Well, we got another junior ambassador. I think we're going to talk to a few. What made you decide you wanted to be a junior ambassador?
It's a very good way to get involved with the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, me personally, I don't like sitting at home and just seeing the community struggle. So
okay.
I thought with me being a junior ambassador, I can come out and help with the community.
Being a community champion, if you will, coming out and making a difference.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
We're hoping that we can make a difference when it's cooler, too. That's the issue that I'm having.
It's very hot out here, and we are sweating.
We are, but you know what? You're in the shade. And,
I want to shout out Mr. JJ. You know,
whoa, we're going to stop you right there. We're not going to mention that name here on the podcast.
Why not?
We're not going to mention that name on this podcast. You can say, of course, Jay Jax is here. He's walking around doing his thing. Yay, Jay Jax. Woo, Jay Jax. All right, let's introduce our – make sure that mic works. Let's go ahead. We tested that one?
Not yet.
Okay, hold on 1 second. We're going to get you – this is live, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We do nothing. We edit nothing. We want you to hear what happens, what goes on behind the scenes. Let's try your – go ahead.
Hello.
Hello there. That's good. What's your name?
My name's Nicholas Rosser.
Nicholas Rosser. Nicholas, are you a junior ambassador?
I am indeed.
First time? First year?
Yes. First,
okay,
first
great.
First event.
First event. Well, you get ready for a lifetime of a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. I'm prepared.
This is going to be fun, but there's some work involved. What made you decide that you wanted to be a junior ambassador?
I saw it as a great opportunity to network. You know, some people, they wait until they're actually in the workforce,
yeah,
to get to know all these,
sure,
people. But I figure if I already know everybody in Hueytown, it could set me up pretty well in life.
Oh, absolutely. You want me to sign something for you, and I'll do that later. No big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Got that for you. And you, too. I got you both. I'll sign. I got some 8x10s. I'll take care of that for you. So, what grade?
I'm in the 11th this year.
Okay. What grade?
Junior.
Junior. So both 11th grades. Let's talk about any college plans. You know where you want to go or what you think you want to major in?
I want to be an agricultural mechanic or an aerospace engineer.
Okay. Aerospace. Well, man.
Schools I'm looking at are Alabama State, Alabama A&M.
Okay. Alabama A&M.
Tennessee State, Auburn University.
Okay. I like it right there. Let's stop. That's good. Auburn, I like that right there. I like that sound of that. That's a great place. It's God's country, Gavin. It's God's country. Continue.
And Talladega.
Okay.
And last school I was looking at is Prairie View A&M.
Okay, great. Okay, so to be an aerospace engineer, are you good at math and science?
Yes.
Best subjects?
Love math and science.
Okay, so you ask me how I do this, right? You ask me how I talk. And you, I'm asking you how you do math. I was so bad at math. I took one math in college, statistics, just because I had to, and I barely passed it with a C minus.
Actually, I took statistics and data analysis as a dual enrollment course, and plus my dad was a math major, so he taught in the school system, so that kind of helped me out too.
All right.
When it comes to math, I would say math is nothing but numbers, but with me, like, somehow I tell some, like, I'm in the band.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we use numbers on a day-to-day basis anyway.
Well, you'll be surprised by this. I had to take 3 speeches in school. I did this pretty well. Those were pretty easy for me. Shocked by that, aren't you, Gavin? Shocked.
No, you're pretty good at talking.
History, really good at history. Math and science, no shot. Nicholas, what about you? Where do you want to go to school at?
I'm hoping Alabama University. You know, roll tide. Roll tide.
All right, now we've lost Nicholas's mic. I don't know. We can't talk.
You took a hard lift there.
What's going on? No, I'm kidding. So what do you want to major in Alabama?
I'm hoping to go into marketing, get into sales.
Okay, so the good thing about it is if you can hang around and really shadow Debbie Kiker, who runs the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, you will get such a glimpse into what it's like to be a good marketer.
Oh, yeah?
So it's a perfect opportunity. You really need to look and talk to her, because all these events, I mean, listen, the Chamber's great, but she does that. She did the marketing. I think she worked in it in her former career. She knows her stuff. So that's a great opportunity. And it's a good career.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else? So you're an Alabama fan.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do you think about Saban? No more Saban. Are you a little disappointed? A little upset?
Yeah. You know, he was the one I came into to know. You know, I've heard about people like Bear Bryant and such, but he was the one I grew up with.
Sure.
It was sad to see him go, and I don't even know the new guy's name.
DeBoer. Yeah, he's coached at Washington, so he's going to probably be pretty good.
Yeah.
But anytime you lose the best of all time, you take a step back. There's no way around that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it is.
It's
if I didn't show up today and Gavin had to do this podcast, it's a huge step back, but he would do the best he could, obviously.
Yeah,
he'd do the best he could.
Alabama was out Saban. We don't know what's going to happen. Hope for the best.
That's true. Do y'all go to Hueytown High School games a lot?
Yes, sir. I'm actually in Hueytown High School band.
That's what my next question. Instrument, what do you play?
Snare drum and bass drum.
Snare drum and bass drum. Okay,
yes,
great. You going to any plans to do that in college?
Yes, if I end up going to Auburn, I will only do it for 2 years, but if I end up going to Alabama A&M or Tennessee State University, I'll do it for 3 or 4 years.
Well, we always have an open invitation for junior ambassadors to hang out with us when we do the podcast. We record, we do it over here at the Chamber office. Chamber office. There you go. Thank you, Gavin. That's why he gets paid the big bucks. The Chamber office. We record there. So hopefully we can get y'all to come hang out with us some. We do that.
Yes,
would y'all like
sir.
That?
Sounds great.
Nicholas,
perfectly fine with me.
All right. Listen, we'd love to have you. Nicholas, are you playing an instrument or doing anything?
No, I cannot. I don't have a musical bone in my body.
You look like a good singer. Can you sing? Are you a great entertainer?
In the shower alone, I can sing, but I think I can entertain all right.
I think you can as well. But listen, guys, it's so great. So what are we doing tonight before I let you go? What are you gonna be? Y'all gonna be volunteering, kind of moving around? What are y'all doing?
We're gonna be watching over the yard games, making sure no one acts a fool.
So you got everybody, you got the hottest job?
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Great.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes
in the sun.
Okay, there you go. Sometimes I will tell you this, at these events, you know, Gavin, tell him I have to have somebody, you have to come and go on stage with me sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And talk to the masses.
Yes, sir.
And these events get big. You know, we had the Christmas tree light. There was over 3,000 people.
I was here.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of people here for that. And our events are starting to really catch on. They've been sold out, packed. So y'all are going to have a great year. I know y'all start school soon. So good luck with your junior year, and we look forward to working with you.
All righty. Yes, thank you.
Be good. Be good.
All right.
All right, there you go. Junior ambassadors. We might talk to a few more. We'll see. We don't know. And I tried to look for this stat a while ago. I'm going to look at it. I'm trying to look at it whether we're talking, but it's rude when you're interviewing somebody. Look at your phone, really.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to say, what is the coldest place right now?
Wasn't it in Iowa?
Well, it changes.
No,
it's just so what is the coldest place in America today? And I'm talking to you. I'm killing time because I'm actually looking on my phone. And the internet's not great out here by the... But what is the coldest place today? And let's see. I don't know. It's not pulling up for me. The National Weather Service, minus 22 degrees in Monticello, Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Wow, that can't be right. That doesn't sound right.
Maybe in somebody's freezer, but I don't
understand that. Okay, so we're going to push a pause on that. There's no way that's right. I mean, Kentucky's like three states. There's no way minus 22 degrees. Maybe it's the top of a mountain, maybe?
Well, even then, it's like, that's not... In Kentucky?
Kentucky. You know, because we did this back in the summer. We asked that same question. It was a place in...
Iowa, wasn't it?
Idaho.
North
Idaho. Yeah, so that makes sense. But yeah. That can't be right. But once again, thank you for joining us. You know, listen, we do these events. We talk about it all the time. If you can't come to an event, this is an opportunity to see what you're missing. So make sure... Whatever you have, if you have a chance, you have an opportunity, let's get out and let's come to these events. They're so much fun. The City Park is such a beautiful venue. And I was driving by because we had, you know, we recorded the previous night and I was driving by.
Yeah.
And as I was driving by, I was looking at people were walking around the track. And it was, I was like, man, this is such a nice, even when we're not here, it's a nice park.
Yeah.
So let's just hope and pray that we continue to have these events here because it is such a beautiful place. So again, if you're listening for the first time, thank you for listening. You've been listening before, we appreciate it. And if you've been going for a while and you just came back, hey, welcome back. We'd love to have you listen every week. We drop right now, and congratulations, we've upgraded Gavin's position as producer slash editor.
Yep.
How's that going for you, by the way?
It's we're having a challenging start.
Is it challenging?
It's not super challenging. It's just, you know.
Okay. Are you going to play a little more? You're going to play a little more go home song than.
I've done so far, I've put the entire song.
Okay, great. That's what I like hearing.
That's because, you know, I just feel like that's the way it should have been.
That's what I like hearing. I'm so happy. We got some. Okay. You must have heard that I own the Boys and Girls Club free throw record.
I did not.
127 in a row.
Well, congratulations. Let me call the coach right now and get you on.
Well, that's all I can do, though. Because if I have to move or play defense or really do anything else, that's pretty much what I got.
We want it all okay. Types of skills.
But if you need me for like 5 seconds in the game, they're in the zone, and I can just spot up.
I
got you covered.
I'll let Coach know. I'll let him know.
How's it going? Tell us who you are and what you do.
So my name is Tierra Stedevin. I work in ticket operations for the Birmingham Squadron. So, yeah.
Great, great. Now, give us some background for people that are listening that don't know too much about the Birmingham Squadron.
Yeah, the Birmingham Squadron, we're actually starting our fourth season in November. But we've been here since the 2021-2022 season.
Okay.
So this is, like I said, fourth season. The Birmingham Squadron is the NBA G League team
awesome.
Of the New Orleans Pelicans. So, yeah,
wow.
Owned by Miss Gail Bisson herself.
And the G League, for all of you who don't listen to the G League, so think minor league baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is for basketball. And you got a lot of college kids now that come out and necessarily don't go play at Alabama or Auburn. They'll go straight to the G League.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And like you said, we are typically like a minor league, but we have NBA like basketball. It's serious. Like Trey Jemison is a local from UAB. He actually was with the Grizzlies this past season. He was, you know, signed a 10-day contract here and there. So we do have players that do two-way contracts. 10-day
yeah.
contracts here and there. But we do have Trey Jemison back, and he just signed a two-way contract with the Pelicans. So you'll
okay,
see
great.
Him on our court, but you'll also right. see him in New Orleans playing for the Pelicans.
So how hard is it when you get in the G League? How hard is it to make that NBA team? Just what do you think that percentage is?
I don't know the percentage. I'm not even going to give you a crazy number.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, we do like hard workers. Hard workers,
sure.
And that's on the court, off the court. We look at that personality, their skill set. But I don't have that conversation with Coach to know what he's looking for. But I do know every person that Coach signed, they're really good for the Birmingham team.
But if you're in that, if you're there,
yeah.
I mean, you're a step before, you're a step away.
Yeah, it's you're really close. You meet people, you learn those skills. It's real NBA basketball. It's just on that one step down.
How are the crowds for you? Are they improved since you've got there?
Oh yes, for sure.
And where do you play at?
We play at the Legacy Arena, right downtown, uptown in
awesome.
Birmingham.
Legacy yes, Arena, yeah. great.
We play there. Like I said, fourth season, so we've been there the entire time we've been here in Birmingham. But our crowd is really good. They're really hype. We have the youth teams. We have church, different church groups there, different businesses. So it's really pretty cool. We average maybe 1,500 fans every game.
That's a good number.
That's a low crowd.
That's
yeah.
a good number. That's a good number.
Yeah.
So. Y'all play in a division. Who are some other teams that y'all play against?
We've played, well, in our threes, we have played big teams like the G League Ignite.
Okay.
So we know that's that one team that's not affiliated with a home or mother team.
Okay.
We've played, let me think. Who was another big team we've had here? Atlanta team, the Skyhawks. Wait, we've played them.
Okay.
Iowa Wolves, the Herd. We play different teams because we're, you know, just like East West. We also.
Do y'all play like
we're in the East Country
division? Then play like a playoffs and like a season.
We do.
Okay.
First year we did host the playoffs here.
Okay.
Our first year we were here. We had Jared Harper.
Former Auburn guy can go. Can
Jared
play.
Harper. We had John Petty here.
John Petty can go. Alabama
for our
player.
First season it was great with our roster.
Y'all had some hometown boys.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's our goal. We try to make sure we have somewhere local because we're Birmingham, so we want to make sure we showcase Birmingham.
Sure, absolutely. And that's smart, too, because if you got some people that are Jared Harper fans,
yes.
that are John Petty
yes.
fans, that are UAB Jemison
and
fans.
And we tell them you never know who, you know, they're local. You never know, and you never know who you'll see at the game because we do have those local guys.
So since you are partners with the Pelicans, you get to go to some Pelican games?
Yes, we can. We do have the opportunity to go to Pelicans games, and Ms. Benson, she owns Pelican Saints and the Squadron. So.
Oh, so all about some New Orleans.
Yes,
some
we
NOLA.
Do. We're big on that. If we ever play a team here, we'd be like, you know, support them. But we're big on NOLA.
Yeah, I've been to a few Pelican games. I'm a Laker fan.
Okay.
So I would go watch the Lakers in Atlanta when they played, you know, and I would go watch them. And I went to see them play the Pelicans at least three times.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't been in a while, but I went and watched Kobe at least three times.
Oh, yeah. I watched Kobe his farewell season. I went and saw him play in Atlanta.
That's
in
awesome.
December, yeah. So that's something I could just hold dear.
Oh, yeah. You can always take that with you. So National Night Out, what are you doing here tonight?
Tonight, so we're just here to let everybody know that we are, the season is starting in November, like I mentioned earlier. We're out here just giving out free merch, some free cool things, posters, something. We have cups, we have different things there, but we also just want to support our community. During our off season, a lot of people wonder what our team is doing. We're in the community.
Okay.
Just in 1 month and 30 days, think about it, we had 21 events where we were out.
Wow.
So out of 30 days, we're at 21 events. So
that's impressive.
Kudos to our community team there. But Birmingham Squadron, we never sleep. Off season, in season, we're always working.
Always working.
So here we're just letting everybody know that we support them. We love that they support us and just want to let everybody know what we have going on.
Well, listen, thank you so much. And if there was a hoop here, I'd show you something. You could go back and say, listen.
Let me see what I can pull
listen,
out.
Listen, this guy, he can't do anything, but he can shoot. If you need it. Or he can announce. One of the two.
We can come up with a little game real quick. See what you can do. I'm going to record and send it to Coach.
There you go. Just find us where I can shoot.
Yeah.
Preferably an 8-foot goal. Let me see what I can do.
8-foot? Okay. I'm just kidding. Get you on half of that. Look on 4-foot. You're going to see what else
still
you can
do. Still can't dunk it, but you know. Well, listen. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. And thank you so much for really getting out and being part of the community. That's impressive.
Thank you so much for having us. And,
thank you so much.
Always go Squadron.
And we'll see you a little later on.
Yes,
I'm going to be on stage tonight talking about this all night tonight. Well, there you go. We've had a lot of good guests tonight, and I'm not serious. That free throw thing, that's a true story.
I believe it.
I know you do. That's why I like you. So, as we get ready to wrap up and say good evening, we want to remind you once again what this is about and tell you what's going to be going on. So, we got food trucks. We know that. You know some of the best delicious food trucks. I saw one of our old friends, good friends, Cam's Lemonade.
Yep.
And see, Cameron Bartlett, if you were listening right now, I would make fun of you just so I could buy us both a lemonade.
You might wake her up. There might. She can hear you.
We hope we wake Cameron up and she just comes and hangs out. She doesn't live too far away, for sure. But, again, we want to talk about all the things that are going on this evening. And and also too, I'm looking for a go home song as I'm doing this, and it's so difficult to look to type when the internet's not working. But we're gonna get there, and we're also joined right now by one of my personal favorites. She decides to join
us. Look, I just want to take a break. It's hot. Hot.
You know what would be great now? A boat ride that it seems that I'm never gonna be a part of. You knew that was coming, though, didn't you?
Are you not recording this?
Yeah, of course we're recording this.
Yep, he's looking for a go-home song.
Babbling through whatever piece of paper you've got.
I'm actually, well, if
he's killing
time. Okay, so she just joined us. So Lisa just walked up to my babbling. I'm talking, so I was looking for a go-home.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That's why I thought you were just recording. Sorry, Jamie.
We were having a conversation, and I was talking about events, but while I was doing that, see, you let them behind the curtain here. I'm looking for a go-home song that I had in my mind, and I've got it. We're going to do Long Cool Woman by the Hollies. That's the song. But Lisa comes up and goes, are y'all chatting? James is babbling. Like, he always babbles.
Jamie, I walked up, and you were...
It's okay.
Flipping through pages. And I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Well, this is so funny that you showed up because I know that you really want to know what is National Night Out.
What is that?
All about. Well, it's a family-oriented evening and community building campaign that promotes strong police community partnerships and camaraderie to make our neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live and work while bringing back a true sense of community. Furthermore, it provides a great opportunity to bring police and neighbors together under positive circumstances. This is a night for our nation to stand together and promote awareness, safety, and neighborhood unity.
I love it.
So that's what I was getting to. That's what I was getting to before you just sit down and started talking smack. What are you doing? Are you just babbling?
Well, I just need to take a break. I didn't know you were live on the air.
Well, back to the boat thing, though. So as we know,
I wish I had a boat ride right now.
I wish. Hey, listen, I would be outside the boat. We would be jumping in some
cannonball. I'd be in that
water. You know what we'd do? We'd have a cannonball contest because I would be in the water quick.
That's right.
And plenty of water to drink. during this time frame.
I wouldn't drink that water, but yeah.
Well, we're not going to drink the river water. But we're getting ready to get out of here. So this is like my first national night out. I didn't make it last year, so I'm pretty pumped, pretty excited about it. So I think it's going to be a great evening. Catherine's bringing food to Lisa, but to nobody else. That's awesome.
It's your favorite.
What is it? What is it?
Great salad.
Oh, my gosh.
You're probably glad you didn't eat it.
We talked about that last night.
We did. But tell you some of the things that are happening tonight. Once again, we talked about the Hueytown policemen and women, because this is what this is about, the police, the community. Hueytown Fire and Rescue are here. Touch a truck with Public Works. A dump truck. They're bringing a dump truck, a bucket truck, a bobcat, a limb truck. I mean, more do you possibly need, ladies and gentlemen? Classic Towing and Recovery, Rollback, Wheel Lift Truck. ADT Booth is here. Going to be American Legion's here. The Hueytown Art Council is finger painting. How awesome is that? And they're going to be painting people, not fingers. Inflatables, face painting, photo booth, yard games. Wow. Chase from Paw Patrol is here?
They're doing thumbprints.
Thumbprints.
Our doing thumbprints.
Okay, so they are doing some type of finger painting. All right, so I made a joke, and actually, I'm completely wrong. Also want to throw out Birmingham Pelican. They're here. Are they going to actually have pelicans? Is that what's going on? Birmingham Pelican? Okay, is that the squadron? Okay, so good. Okay, so there's going to be real pelicans. It's not real pelicans. It's a pelican mascot, not a real cat. Great. Because one of my favorite birds is a pelican. Delicious food trucks. And District Attorney Lanice Washington is going to be giving away a computer. How awesome is that? We've farmers markets here, right? Is that correct? Okay, so you got so much stuff to do. And again, as you listen, we record this. Don't miss these events. Be a part of it. Come out. Hang out. I would stay away from the grape salad that Lisa's eating. But other than that, come out and be a part of this great, great event. Is the mayor here? You want to get the mayor on real quick?
He just got on the phone.
We got time. If we got time, we'll get the mayor on real quick. Yeah, sure. We got a couple minutes. Let's get Steve on. I love Steve. Yeah, let's get him on. Once he gets off the phone. Megan, if you could you grab the mayor when he gets off the phone and, like, just push him this way? I want to thank Megan for showing up. Megan, did you see that she was brought food and that I was not? But it's grape salad, so I'm okay with that. But if somebody's got some squash casserole lying around, hey, I'm here. I'm your person. So.
It's 90,000 degrees out here, Jamie. You don't need squash casserole. It's hot.
What's going on? You know, I was sitting here, and I was going to end this about 5 minutes ago. I was going to end this about 5 minutes ago, and I knew that God was doing this for a reason. Make me pause for the best mayor of all time.
Oh my goodness.
Is joining.
I'm excited. I'm excited. Well, let me tell you, the heat's getting to all of us.
Oh gosh.
I mean, I was telling you, it's in the shade. It's 140 degrees in shade.
Absolutely.
We're sweating. But I do believe it's cooler than the 4th of July event. Do y'all think
so? There's a little breeze.
Yeah. And I think we're getting started a tad bit later.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We started that at 5.
Right.
And I was outside with a microphone for about an hour doing yard, whatever games we were doing. I hadn't been that hot in a long time. That was like old school Little League football hot.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I feel like I was doing bear crawls when I
was hot.
It almost tastes the dirt. It's been so. Mayor, you got to love this kind of event. National Night Out, what a great night. And again, the police in our country just do not get sometimes the respect they deserve.
They don't.
And it's an opportunity to do that tonight.
Absolutely. And you know, that to me, that is the. That's the whole purpose of this, you know, for people to get out from the community and come in and just be with our police department, firemen. The firemen are here, Public Works. I mean, everybody that you know, has vital roles with this city are here tonight. And it's just a great event.
Oh, it's fantastic. And I didn't get a chance to do this last year, but I'm so glad that I'm here tonight. Because, again, I think anytime you can get the community, you can get law enforcement, you can get – and kind of they kind of see what they do.
That's right.
Because a lot of people gripe about the police, but I guarantee you very few people want to do that job.
You're exactly right.
And I can be one of them.
You're exactly right.
Because I'm too fragile.
Yeah.
I'm too fragile. At least you know this. I'm fragile. I couldn't do this.
Fragile
and shy. Fragile and shy. I couldn't do this job. I couldn't be a policeman. I couldn't do that.
Oh, me. Well, it's kind of dear to my heart because my oldest brother was a policeman for 31 years at the city of Birmingham.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm making this up, but I've heard this. That was kind of something you wanted to do back
in
the day.
That's all I ever
wanted
to do.
So there, I knew that. Hearing from my dad.
That's right.
There you go.
Matter of fact, your dad, my boss at that time, knew. I mean, that's all I ever wanted to do.
Rest in peace, Dad.
That's right. Absolutely. And the chief here in Hueytown at that time, his name was Doug McBee, and he actually offered me a job, and I was like, hey, man, this is like a dream come true. But going along with that responsibility that our policemen have, they do not make enough.
No, there's no question about
and
that.
And I couldn't afford the
pay cut
that I was going to have. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Because nobody wants to work in the funeral business, so they're paid very well. Just keep that in mind if you're looking for a career, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. The heat has gotten to him. He grew up in a funeral home.
I'm trying to help us out here. I'm trying to make it. Well, my dad was a manager of several funeral, and Steve worked for my dad.
Yep.
Yeah. So I've known Steve
And he came to work for me over at West Chapel.
I did.
Sure did.
Before I get out of here, I have to tell this story, Lisa. So my job went Browns, and my dad talked me into it. I did not want to do it. He goes, what do you think about, and my dad could sell anything. He could sell anything. And he goes, what do you think about, I know you're going to school, I know you know you're working during the day, but at night, here's what I'll do. I'll pay you to sleep. I was like, what are you talking, absolutely, you pay me to sleep. Little did I know that I have to spend the night at the funeral home.
Oh, yeah.
And the phone would ring. The phone would ring when somebody perished.
Right.
I'd have to get up, let the people in.
That's right. That's right.
So, in theory, he was right.
Oh,
in theory. But in reality, it was a little tougher than it was. But it was interesting. And I got to where, here's what I got to see. I got to see how difficult a job that really is. Because you are talking to families. You're talking to people at their worst possible time.
Right. That's exactly right.
So you've got to have a type of personality that's very comforting, and you're consoling people. It's just a hard time. And for me, I want to make a joke, and that's not the time. You know, I was like, but you know what, Steve, and all the people that do that,
absolutely,
it's such a difficult job, but they do it so well. So I started it, but I couldn't do it.
And you know, I think maybe that's why fate was the way it was for me. I mean, I tell people I didn't choose it; it chose me. I love it. I can't picture myself doing anything else any different.
You would have been a good policeman. I could see you as like a marshal in a town back in the 1800s.
Yes, sir.
Walking down there talking to Doc Hutt. Listen, Doc, you got to stop playing cards. You got to get out of here.
That's exactly right. Like Tombstone.
There you go. Great movie. Well, listen, this is great. Steve, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Well, again, thank you for all that you do for this city. We could not have an event like this. We couldn't have City Fest, anything, without Jamie Gilmore being the voice to it all. So thank you.
So have you heard the news?
No.
2025, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming home. Hueytown. There you go.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're not leaving anymore.
No, I'm coming back.
You're home to stay,
coming
buddy.
Back. All right.
Good
so there
deal.
You go.
Well, y'all have a great evening.
Be good.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. So there we go. We're going to call it a day. Law, Cool Woman by the Hollies is our go-home song. I'm getting rushed. I got a job to do, so I got to get out of here. So thank you so much. And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.